The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Second chapter, text 7 to 11. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded in March 1966 in New York.
So these are opulences. Wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation. Anyone who possesses all these six opulences in full, he is God. That is the definition of God. Anyone. So when Krishna was present on this earth, he sold his opulences in full. Opulences in full. Of course, and we have got all these historical records about him. Now, so far as wealth is concerned, he had 16,108 wives. And for each of them, he built a palace. And all those palaces were so nicely built that there was no need of electricity or light. It was bedecked with jewels. So day and night they were pleasing, you see. So these descriptions are there. But if we forget that he is God, then this will be something like story, that how a man can marry 16,000 wives. But we should always remember that he is God. He is all-powerful. And for no other person such historical records are there. Only for Krishna. So, in strength also, nobody could conquer him. And beauty. So far beauty is concerned, when he was on the battlefield, have you seen any picture of Krishna? Have you seen? No. Of course, anyone of you has seen Krishna when he was present in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. At that time, he was about 90 years old. He had his great-grandchildren. He married 16,000 wives, and each wife had 10 children. And those 10 and the children, they also got each 10, 12 children, just and their children also. Because he was at that time 90 years old, he got at the time great-grandchildren also. So his family was very great. Now, if you see the picture of Krishna, you will see him just like a boy of 22, 25 years old. He is so beautiful. That is the sign of God. It is stated in Brahma Sangita. Addaita yachitayanadi anantarupam adyam purana purisam navajovanancha. He is the original person, because from God everyone has born. Therefore he is the original person. Adyam, Purana Purusam. Purana is the oldest person. He is still Navajovanancha. Whenever you see God, this is the sign of God. You will find him just like a new youth. Youthfulness means 16 to 24 years. So Navajovanancha. That is the sign of God. So he was so beautiful that when he was a boy of 15 years old, the whole avalanche of the same age girls of his age, they were after him. He was so beautiful. So in beauty, he was super excellent. In wealth, he was super excellent. In strength, he was super excellent. And in knowledge, here is a book, Bhagavad Gita. Apart from other books, other knowledge which is imparted to other. Now, here is a book which was imparted to Arjuna. Now, it is so the depth of knowledge that people are still considering great, great scholar. We are not reading, but Dr. Radhakrishnan, one of the greatest scholars of the world, now he is the president of India. He is discussing. Professor Einstein, he was living here in America. He was a German Jew. I think he was living in America. He was a great student of this Bhagavad Gita. Hitler was a great student of Bhagavad Gita. And there are many scholars who are still reading Bhagavad Gita, trying to understand. Just see what depth of knowledge he has given. It is made by Krishna. So in knowledge, in wealth, in strength, in beauty, and everything was opulent. Therefore he power. You cannot accept any ordinary man as Bhagavan. Therefore Bhagavan. Now, Bhagavan Uvacha, and because he has been accepted as the spiritual master, just like a teacher has the right to sometimes rebuke this student. So in the first instance, he is rebuking Arjuna in the following word, that asachyan anusutastam prajnabadansa bhasase gatasun agatasun cha nanusuchanti pandita. Arjuna, you are speaking just like a very great learned man, but you are, in other words, you are a fool. You do not know how things are going on. Because pandita, those who are learned men, they would not have lamented just like you are doing. That means indirectly he says, pandita means learned. Learned man does not lament over a dead body or a living body. Gatasuna, gatasunstha. Suns means life. One has lost his life and one has got his life. A body, a living body and a dead body. A living body and dead body. Just mark the point that a learned man, as you are lamenting over the subject of killing your friends and relatives, but a learned man would not have lamented like this. That means you are a fool. When he says, just like if I say, Mr. Green, what you have done, any intelligent man should not have done this. So this is indirectly saying that you are not intelligent. It is in a gentleman's way speaking that, Mr. Green, what you are doing, no intelligent man can do this. That means you are not intelligent. So here he says that you are lamenting over the bodies of your relatives, because in the fight you are considering that my friends and my relatives will be killed. So that means they are living bodies and you are lamenting over the over their killing. So this sort of lamentation is never done by a learned man. A learned man never does it. Gatasun agatasun sananu suchanti pandita. Those who are learned, one who is learned, he does not lament over the body. Either a living body or dead body. There is no question of that. Now, because one who knows the distinction between the body and the soul, finally comes, just like you have heard the name of Socrates. Socrates, great philosopher, Greek philosopher. He believed in the immortality of soul. So he was punished in the court. Hemlock was offered to him that all right, if you believe the immortality of soul, then you drink this hemlock poison. So he drank. Because he was firmly convinced that even if I drink this poison, my body will be destroyed. By destruction of my body, I am not going to be destroyed. He was convinced. So he did not learn. A Pandit, when a learned man, must know that this body and soul, the distinction, the difference between body and soul, the body is not soul and the soul is not body. And one who knows, he is learned man. This instruction is given first. For spiritual advancement, this first knowledge that the body and the soul is different. This body cannot be identified with the soul. You see? The soul is there, but body is not soul. Body is not soul. So every learned man knows it, and we should be, I think we can stop here. So, Krishna identified the Bhagavan. Bhagavan means that nobody can surpass his knowledge. Because I have already given the definition of Bhagavan, that a personality who is in full all the opulences, wealth, strength, fame, and knowledge, beauty, and renunciation, he is God. So, now at the present moment when people are godless, I think this definition is convincing. If you find out a personality, that one who has got in full all these opulences, he is God, then it will be very difficult to present an ordinary man as God. You see? You will find that in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna was convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, but because in future others will have doubt about Krishna, he requested Krishna, will you show me your universal form? And Krishna agreed and showed him the universal form. That means in future, any intelligent man accepting a so-called God may also ask him, just show something that you are God. Without showing something simply by false advertisement, one cannot be God. The whole mistake is that we do not know what is God. We consider God maybe just like one of us. No. The God who is controlling such a huge affairs of universal administration, he cannot be. He is super conscious. That is super consciousness. Now, yes, asachyana sutastam pragnabhanam subhasa. Now the whole living existence is a very subtle thing. Now, this body made of earth, water, fire, air, sky, this gross body, and behind this, there is another subtle body, that is mind, intelligence and ego. So, when we give up this gross body, that subtle body carries me to another gross body. So, when this body is lifeless, that body, subtle body is not lifeless. Just like at night, when this gross body is asleep, the subtle body works. Therefore we dream. The subtle body carries to next life. And I have given in the introduction that how one man changes his body. Janjangamapi smaran loki tajatanti kalevaram. Now the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego, when these three things, psychic life, is absorbed in a certain kind of thought, the dying man gets a similar body in the next life. We shall come when we make progress in the study of Bhagavad Gita. Just like the air passing over the rose tree carries the flavor of the rose, and the air passing over a filthy place carries the flavor of that filthy place. The air is pure, but because it is passing over certain conditions, it carries the flavor. Similarly, the mind, intelligence and ego carries the flavor of our present activities to the next life. That is the subtle mystery of transmigration of the soul from one body to another. Now, in this life, we purify just like rose. The next life, we shall get a body which is full of flavor. If in this life, if we practice devotion of God, the next life is to become the associate of God. And that Chintamani, Prakrasadhu, we are transferred to that planet. These are simple things. The whole thing is in my head. If I want to be degraded, I can prepare myself in this life for such degradation, in the next life. And if we want to elevate ourselves to the highest perfection of life, as to become one of the associates of God, we can prepare ourselves like that. You will find in an advanced chapter that Janti Deva Brata Devan Pitrin Janti Pitri Brataha. Now, we are trying to go to the moon planet. Now, here, in this life, if we cultivate ourselves with the same thought, the moon planet, that means the moon planet, about moon planet we have to hear and we have to think that I shall go in the such and such place. Unless you hear, you cannot have idea. Just like our friend Mr. Cohen, he has left for California. Now, so far I am concerned, I have no idea of California. Now, he has told me that after reaching there, he will write about the description of the place. Now, suppose if reading that description of the place, I think of going there. So, I prepare myself. Why must go there? So, just like I was describing that Chintamani Dham, what sort of trees are there? And you are very much pleased that I must go there. So we have to hear. Unless we hear what sort of God is, what sort of God's place is, what is the mode of life there, we cannot be attracted. So, yes, they say gatasu agatasu. There are two sort of bodies in which we are now entered. Now, suppose gross body appears to be now dead and gone, soft. But one must know that subtle body has carried him to another body. The subtle body is not lost life. The life is there. So here Krishna says that either of the gross body or a subtle body has to be also left. When you get liberation, that subtle body, that egoistic life has also to be left. That is, at any condition, the body has to be left. So why one should cry for this body? Therefore Krishna says that a learned man does not lament over this body. The whole question that a soul is different from this body, the whole question is solved in one verse, you see. Gatasum, agatasumcha, nanu suchanti pandita. One who is actually learned, he does not, he has no concern of this body. He is concerned with the activities of the soul. And so, you are speaking of so many things that if this, my friends die, their wives will become widow. These are all according to the bodily relation you are speaking. And you are posing yourself just like a very learned man, but you are a fool number one. Because your whole conception is on the body. Your whole conception of argument with me was on the body. But you are posing himself just as if you are very learned man. So anyone who has got conception, the identification of this body, he is not a learned man. He is a fool. He may be under the calculation of academic education. He may be B.A., M.A., Ph.D., D.Sc. or something like doctor, fellow. But if he has got his identification with this body, he is not a learned man, according to Bhagavad Gita. Not only according to whole Vedic literature. This is the first instance. If we want to make progress for spiritual advancement of knowledge, this preliminary knowledge we must have, that I am not this body. This is the preliminary standing of spiritual knowledge. This is not advancement. This is simply ABCD. ABCD of spiritual life. In the Bhagavad, there is a very nice verse in this connection, in which it is stated, jasya atma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke sadhik kalatradi subhoma ijyadhi. Jasya atma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke. Kunape means this bag made of three elements. Now according to Ayurvedic medical system, this body is made of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. Kapha means coldness. Cuffing. Yes, kapha, pitta, vayu. Coldness, heat and air. Only these three things constitute this body. That which is called a bag made of three elements, coldness, air and fire, heat. Heat, coldness and air, this body is made.
What
does coldness stand for? Coldness you can take it for water or secretion. Yes?
Yes, water, fire.
Water, fire and air. Now, in the Bhagavad says, that jasatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke. If anyone is identified with this body made of water, air and fire, and jasatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke, this is a body made of three things. Now, and sabhik kalatradishu, and if one thinks the issues, the byproducts of this body, as his own kinsmen, just like my children, my wife, my relatives, my father, my mother, my brother, my nation, my society, everything is due to this bodily relation. There are thousands of women loitering in the street of the New York, and suppose I have got some bodily connection with you, I call you my wife. And because I have got bodily relation with you, all the children produced by my children. You see? So whole thing is, the basic principle is wrong, that I am this body. And now, from the expansion of the body, the whole thing is false. Because I am not this body, so my expansion of body is also not a... But whole world is going on this false impression. The whole world is going on. They're fighting between one nation and another nation because due to this body. So the sattva buddhi kunapi siddhata says, one who is identified with this body, which is made of water, fire and air, and the issues from this body as kinsmen and own men, the sattva buddhi kunapi siddhata, sadhik kalatradishu, attachment for such issues, and bhoma ijyadhi, and the land from which this body has grown up, that is worshipable. Now everybody is fighting for the land. We are Indian, we are Pakistani, we are Vietnamese, we are American, we are German, the fighting, so much fighting is going on. The land for the land. So land has become worshipable, so worshipable that one is sacrificing his valuable life for that land, you see. But the land is so dear, why? Because his body has become grown up from this land. So that is also there, the bodily connection. So jasnatu buddhi kunapeti thalke sadik kalatradisu bhoma ijyati. Bhoma, in the land, they have no meaning for God, not the Russian philosophy. They have no meaning for God, but they have every meaning for the land, for the land. The land as they are identified as worshipable, and they are prepared to sacrifice anything for the land. So jasnatu buddhi kunapeti thalke, one who is identified with his body, and one who thinks the bodily offshoots as his own man, and the land from which the body has grown as worshipable. Jatirtha buddhi salile. Now, in Christian world also, that the water of the Jordan River is sacred, is considered. Similarly, Hindus also, when they go to some pilgrimage, they take bath on the sacred river. But one should know that going to the sacred place does not mean simply to take bath in that water. Real meaning of going to a sacred place to find out some intelligent scholar in spiritual knowledge. They are living there to make association with them, to take knowledge from them. That is the purpose of going to pilgrimage. Because in pilgrimage, in holy places, just like my residence is at Vrindavan. So at Vrindavan there are many great scholars and saintly persons living. So one should go to such holy places not simply to take bath in the water, but he must be intelligent enough to find out some spiritually advanced man living there and take instruction from him and benefited by that. But he does not go. He takes simply bath and purchases some gold and advertises, I have been to such and such pilgrimage. So jasnatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke jatirtha buddhi salile na karhite janesu abhigyesu. He has the attachment for pilgrimage for taking bath only, but he has no attraction for the learned people there, you see. So such kind of man is considered as ass. So I have a gokhara. 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 Go means cow, and khara means ass. So practically the whole world is moving as a civilization of cow and asses. Because the whole thing is identification with this. The big center is this body. An expansion of the body. The attraction, whole attraction is there. Yes. You want to?
Yes, in the places known as secret places, sacred places.
Yes.
Is that also the fact that there is more magnetism there because of the meeting of
certainly. Therefore, the place itself has got some magnetism.
Yes.
Just like at Vrindavan, that is practical. Now, here I am sitting, New York, the world's greatest city, so magnificent city. But my heart is always hankering after that Vrindavan.
Yes.
I am not happy here.
Yes.
I shall be very happy to return to my Vrindavan, that sacred place. But then why you are? No, because it is my duty. I have brought some message for you people. Because I am ordered by superior, my spiritual master, that whatever you have learned, you should go to the Western country and you must distribute this knowledge. So in spite of all my difficulties, all my inconveniences, I am here because I am in duty. That is my personal convenience. If I go and sit down at Vrindavan, I shall be very comfortable there and I will have no anxiety, nothing of the sort, you see. But I have taken all the risks in the old age because I am in duty bound. So I have to execute my duty in spite of all my inconveniences. That is the idea. So this is the whole thing. The whole basic principle of spiritual advancement of knowledge, one should first be convinced that he is not this body. Then other and spiritual knowledge will begin. This is the basic principle. You'll find it in the Bhagavad Gita, that this situation of spiritual life is called Brahma-bhūta-avastha. So, Brahma-bhūta-prasannātmā na sociti na kāṅkati samasarveshu bhūtesu madbhakti labhate parāṁ. So, unless one understands himself, he also cannot understand God also. In his misunderstanding position, now what Dr. Mishra is teaching is very nice, because he is teaching that just first of all you know what I am. That's very good. But that what I am can be known from the Bhagavad Gita also, that I am not this body. That knowledge, at least theoretically, one must accept, that I am not this body. Now, Krishna is describing that what is the position? I am not this body, that's our life. Now, actually, what we are. I'm not body, that's all right. Then, what we are. Now the next person is Krishna. We must always know that Krishna, here it is said, Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan Uvacha means that he has got so extensive knowledge that there cannot be any mistake. His authority. So, whatever he says is right. That is the conception of Bhagavan. Here it is not said Krishna Vacha, because somebody may doubt Krishna. Well, Krishna was a historical personality, why you should be so much concerned with Krishna, as his general view. But here it is said Bhagavan Vacha, and I have given you the definition of Bhagavan, that he is all knowledge. So, whatever he will speak, Bhagavan, there cannot be any mistake. For ordinary persons, there are four imperfectness. Just like we are ordinary men, we have got four imperfectness. What is that imperfectness? That we must commit mistake. Our constitutional position at the present moment is such that we are sure to commit mistake. Even greatest politician like Gandhi, he committed mistake. And so many great men, they come and say, Mr. To air is human, that is the thought. That any man, however he may be great in the estimation of this world, he is sure to commit mistake. Yeah? And another imperfection is that he is illusion.
Illusion.
Now, illusion, you can see, illusion means taking one thing for another. That is called illusion. Just like in the desert, accepting the sand as water. That is called illusion. Similarly, every one of us who are identified with this body, he is under illusion. So that's a false thing. But he has no knowledge. Even President Johnson, he is under illusion. Even the greatest scientist, he is under this illusion. So, that one is sure to commit mistake, and one is under illusion, and Brahm, Pramad, Vipralipta. Vipralipta means the tendency for cheating. That is the third. First is that one is sure to commit mistake, one is sure to be in illusion, and one is adapted to cheat others. Now, he is imperfect, but he wants to give knowledge to others. That is cheating. Everyone is imperfect, but he wants to give knowledge to others. Then you can ask that, you are also giving us knowledge. No, I am not giving you knowledge. I am speaking Bhagavad Gita. I am giving the knowledge as given by Lord Krishna. It is not my knowledge.
That is his own interpretation.
Not interpretation, it is reading.
Yes,
I give you...
Cheat.
No, that is also in the definition of a conditioned soul. These four principles are there. It is not my manufactured thing. These are information from operative scripture. That a conditioned soul has four imperfectness. One imperfectness is that he is sure to commit mistake. He is illusion. And he has got a tendency to cheat. And above all, his senses are imperfect. So anyone who is above all these four imperfectness, who never commits mistake, who is never illusion, who never cheats others, and who has got perfect senses, he is God. The next question is that the Mayavadi philosophers, they say that because I am now covered in ignorance, therefore I see individuals. Yes. My, this individual experience that you are Mr. such and such, you are Mr. such and such, you are Mrs. such and such, this individual experience is due to my ignorance. Generally, they give the example of a disease. I think it is called medical terms myopia. Myopia means they see this moon in two. The eyes become so defective that whenever they see things, they see two. Yes.
Myopia is when you have to see very near.
I said, it may not be myopia, but some disease.
Sickness.
Because the thing is one, but due to my disease of the eye, I see one thing two. There is a disease. There is a disease like that.
Usually people
who
drink.
That's abnormal condition. In abnormal condition, sometimes we can see one thing into two, divide into two. So now, that ignorance he cannot apply to Krishna. Because he is all perfect. And if he is not all perfect, then there is no value of his instruction. A man with defect and knowledge cannot impart an instruction. His instruction, therefore, the whole Vedic process is parampara system. Parampara system means that I cannot deviate, I cannot make any interpretation. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasaya vidu. You will find in the fourth chapter, now you are reading second chapter, you will find, as you have explained in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, that because, just like I am speaking to you, I am an imperfect person. I cannot give you any knowledge. I cannot manufacture any knowledge. If I do that, then I shall deceive you. I can simply present before you the original knowledge. I can explain it in an understandable way, but not deviating from the original text. Now, here it is clearly stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead that natu eva ahanga jatu. Ahang. Ahang means Sri Krishna himself. Now, sometimes we make some grammatical jugglery of words, but I cannot understand. Now, aham, myself, when I speak, aham or myself is applicable to me. When you speak, the aham is applicable to you. But that does not mean, because there is a common understanding of myself between you and me, therefore I and you become one. When you speak, you say, I speak. When I say, I speak. That does not mean this I and that I becomes one. Sri Krishna says like that, natu aham. He, that means this aham Sri Krishna, and not tvang and you, that means Arjuna. And na ime janadhipa, neither all these kings. That he is dividing the whole audience into three. Myself, yourself and they. And again he confronts his survey, all. He never identifies into what. So this is the version of Sri Krishna. Now, if I say that our interpretation of aham, I, myself, yourself, and he or she, a different vision, this is due to our ignorance. You can say, because I am ignorant, it may be my mistake that I see differently from you. But Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna cannot see like that. He is above all this ignorance, because he is all perfect. And we have already defined that the Supreme Lord is full of knowledge. So, he is full of knowledge, supreme knowledge. Now, if the Supreme Personality with full knowledge, he cannot commit any mistake.
No.
How can he commit any mistake? Then there is no meaning of full knowledge. If you are in full knowledge, then how you can commit mistake? So this ignorance of duality, because they say that we see two, because it is due to our ignorance. all, everything is one. But here, you cannot apply that ignorance to Sri Krishna. Huh? Otherwise, his instruction of whole Bhagavad Gita, which is so importantly taken by all authorities, all scholars, then it is at once rejected. If it is supposed that Sri Krishna was also to commit mistake, or he was in imperfect knowledge, then whole thing becomes rejected. So it is not like that. So Sri Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is in full knowledge, and therefore, as he says, that either myself or yourself or all these persons, kings and soldiers who are assembled here, they are all individuals. In the past they are individuals, in the present we are individuals, and in the future they will continue to be individuals. Now, one thing, suppose another argument is that due to ignorance, just like an animal, it thinks that there is water in the desert, and they reflect water in the desert. Now, in the desert, due to sun's reflection, you might have experience in the street also during blazing sun, it appears like water. Now, that animal, because it has no knowledge, it is, flying towards water in the desert, although there is no water. But a sane man like you and me, or a human being, he knows that there is no water. There is no water. So this direction, that there is water, this mistake is committed by the animal because it has no sufficient knowledge. But one, a human being who has got sufficient knowledge, he does not commit that mistake. Yes.
Now an animal made that mistake?
Eh?
I thought the animal would see the water that our eyes tell us that there is a mirage in the desert.
Yes,
any
sane man who has got the knowledge that this is only reflection of the sun, it is not water, he will never go there. He knows that it is useless to search water in the desert. Similarly, if Sri Krishna is in full knowledge, he cannot say that in future also we shall all remain individuals. He says that in the future also we shall continue to be individuals. Now, he cannot give us misdirection. Suppose in the future we shall not remain, after liberation we shall not remain individuals, then that sort of misguidance cannot be given by Sri Krishna. Just like a sane man cannot direct you, just go there is water in the desert. A man with perfect knowledge cannot give you that direction. An animal may go there. That is a different thing. Similarly, when Sri Krishna says that in future also, yourself, myself and all this, they will keep their individuality. Now that is not a misdirection. You want to say anything?
Sure, yes. But is that what the Bhagavad Gita says? Yes. Adding a lot to it?
Yes, it is. It is. I'll give you the exact meaning. Na tu eva aham. Neither myself. Aham means myself. Jatu means at any time. At any time means present, past, future. Jatu. Kadachit means at any time. Nasam. Not that we did not exist. So, not one, so this aham, myself and yourself, nor Ime, neither these, Janadhipa, all these kings, now this plural. Myself, first person, yourself, second person, and this Janadhipa, third person. Nachaivana bhavishyama. It is not like that in future also we shall not exist like this, myself, yourself, and all this. Is it? Sarve. Now here it is called sarve. They never becomes one. Sarve. Sarve means all. Plural number. Here is Janadhipa. As they are now plural numbers, myself, yourself, and they. Similarly, in future also, we shall remain like that. We shall remain like that. Sarve. Bhayamatapparam after this. This is the clear bhasna. Number, you can note down, number 12 verse of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.